All right, I'm going to start today's episode with a hot take, and some of you might disagree with me on this, but I think a lot of what people believe about Garmin Forerunner 265 Review 2025, is it worth the upgrade, is either incomplete or just flat out wrong, and I'm going to explain why. It's Priya Sharma, and today we're tackling Garmin Forerunner 265 Review 2025. Is it worth the upgrade? This is going to be a good one because I've got some strong opinions here, backed up by actual research, not just vibes. So let's address the elephant in the room, affiliate disclosure. As an Amazon associate and affiliate partner of various brands, we earn from qualifying purchases. Now, conventional wisdom would tell you that's all there is to it. But I wore this for 30 days straight. Here's what happened. Our recommendations are based on thorough research and real-world testing, and that changes the whole picture, doesn't it? I've seen so many people get this wrong, and I think it's because they stop at the surface level. After 3 months of daily training with the Garmin Forerunner 265, I can confidently say this is one of the best GPS running watches I have ever tested. But when you actually look deeper, the combination of AMOLED display, accurate GPS, and comprehensive training features makes it a standout choice for serious runners. And that's the part nobody talks about. Now, I'm not saying everything you've heard is wrong. Overview. What makes the Forerunner 265 special? The Forerunner 265 represents a significant upgrade from its predecessor, bringing flagship features to the mid-range price point. There's truth in that, but the nuance matters. According to expert testing, the GPS accuracy rivals watches costing twice as much, and ignoring that nuance is how people end up making bad decisions. So, what do I want you to do with all three things? One, question what you think you know about Garmin Forerunner 265 Review 2025. Is it worth the upgrade? Two, look at the actual evidence, not just popular opinion. And three, head over to pulseagareviews.com and read the full breakdown because there's way more detail there than I could fit into one episode. That's the gear check. Test everything, trust nothing, and I'll see you next time.